How do you approach patients right now with HER2-positive tumors who have node-negative tumors clinically? What were the entry criteria for the HERO trial, which is where most of the data is, and how do you then approach your patients?
In the HERO trial, these women were allowed to enter the trial if their tumor size was greater than 1 centimeter. It was the only criteria. We didn't require, for example, other aggressive features like a grade 3 or absence of hormone receptor. So it was purely based on pathological size. And of course, now the problem we have is with young women coming to us with 8 millimeter tumors, node negative. Usually, when you look at the pathology, there are other features of aggressiveness, you know, for example, high proliferation, grade 3, and so on. Personally, I don't see why these women would not derive a substantial benefit. I don't think that it's this 3 millimeter difference that makes such a big difference. And provided these women are well informed about cardiotoxicity risk, are not old, of course, we are discussing that with them, the possibility to give trastuzumab. It's going to be hard, though, in Europe because the access to the drug right now is based on some compassionate programs, particular programs, which have very strict eligibility criteria.
What about estrogen receptor status in that situation? Again, a node-negative tumor, ER-positive versus ER-negative. Does that change your decision?
Right now, it doesn't change the decision because I don't think that we have a good understanding of whether or not these are two different diseases, perhaps. So in the HERA trial, we had about half of our patients with a complete lack of hormone receptors and the other half with the presence of hormone receptors. When we look into the control arm of the trial, when we examine what happened to these women, we start seeing some differences. We have the impression that the relapses are more frequent in the hormone receptor absent group, which is in line with what has been described for the non-HER2 breast cancer or the overall population. You know, the notion that ER negative has a higher risk of relapse early on and the ER positive tend to relapse later. So we kind of see this phenomenon right now in the observation arm of the HERA trial. But we don't know, these ER-positive, HER2-positive tumors might still be at very high risk somewhat later. So we have insufficient data presently to consider them differently.
Do you think that the concept of just relative risk reduction, the way we've sort of evolved it, you know, the adjuvant online approach to you find out what the absolute risk is and you calculate how much that's going to be decreased by chemotherapy and if they're ER positive hormonal therapy, you factor in competing causes of mortality, and then you, let's say, take a figure of a 50% relative reduction. Do you think you can take that approach right now, particularly node-negative patients, and kind of come up with a projected absolute benefit and weigh that against the risk?
Well, you know, I think this tool, by the way, has required a lot of work to be developed. I think it's a very nice tool. There is, however, one important thing to remember. It is based on results of clinical trials and results of the overview. So it is giving you average treatment effects. So it doesn't mean necessarily that what you will see, what the program tells you, applies to your individual patient. It gives you the average, and the patient could be in the average and could be completely outside. So it's a useful tool. However, I think you still need some clinical judgment because your patient might still have, you know, some particular characters, and you need to be paying attention to everything.